The Grateful Dead are leaving the stage of Boston's Music Hall Theater. They've done one encore thus far. They might be coming back. The sound of canned music. And the lights are on in the music hall, and the audience is content, and we've spent an evening with the Grateful Dead. Coming from Boston's Music Hall Theater, the Grateful Dead, let's see the final count, shall we? They played for, figuring it out here, the statistician. They played two 90-minute sets, pretty much exactly, including time for applause prior to the encore. The Grateful Dead, a historic performance, Mickey Hart's first appearance in Boston in about 5 years, actually. He just rejoined them for the last studio album, Blues for Allah. The Dead have a new two-record live album out. It should be in your friendly neighborhood record stores within the next few days, I would think. You heard some old material, the first time the Dead have done Dancing in the Streets, at least in Boston, in quite some time. They've done St. Stephen on earlier nights of this engagement, but they did not do it tonight. For many people, as we mentioned before, seeing the Grateful Dead becomes an event that one never forgets. So whether you saw them in the context of Altamont or Watkins Glen or perhaps Golden Gate Park or maybe even the Cambridge Common, an appearance by the Dead, a performance by the Dead is unforgettable. There's really nothing quite like it. The dynamics of the evening, hour after hour, just rolling over you, mind just spacing out, wandering off. It's been a delightful experience, everybody. It's probably done us all a lot of good over the years. So tonight we've done it over the radio throughout the New England area, courtesy of WBCN and the facilities of WHCN in Hartford, Connecticut, and WBRU, our friends down in Providence, Rhode Island. We've been heard in throughout the New England area, all the way down in New York, I bet. Long Island, I bet, is listening to us tonight. So we thank you. I'd like to remind you that anyone who rebroadcasts, reproduces, or uses this performance in any other way must have written permission to specifically do so. Otherwise, the musicians who hold the registered copyrights for the music that made this program possible are having their rights violated. In fact, such an action is in direct violation of federal copyright law. We received word here that the Grateful Dead's show in Pittsburgh has been canceled. You Dead fans who had tickets to that can refund them simply by sending the tickets to the South Orange, New Jersey address. If this concerns you, you know what I'm talking about. The Pittsburgh show has been canceled. This is the end of the fourth night of the Grateful Dead's performances in Boston. They've played here for the last four nights. They're going on to New York and then to complete this 18-date tour of small halls in the eastern part of the United States. They say they'll be probably continuing to the West Coast, and we wish them luck there. Thank you for listening tonight. We'd also like to thank for their cooperation the Grateful Dead, their management, the crew, everybody involved here, Don Law, John Shear, Grateful Dead Records, the people at United Artists Records, Stuart Sank, the folks here at Crab Bluey who sent this out throughout the area, Sam Copper, Michael Ward, and the people behind the scenes and the microphones at the radio stations in Boston and Hartford and Providence. This is Old Saxophone Joe of WBCN. Thank you for listening. Good night.